You're listening to SBS News.
On Safer Internet Day, Communications Minister Senator Mitch Fifield has a clear message about the need to stamp out cyber abuse.
We should all treat each other with respect online, that the ordinary norms and rules that apply in the physical world should also apply in the online world.
At Clifton Hill Primary School, students are in a virtual classroom, learning the four R's of online safety: respect, responsibility, resilience and reasoning. 11-year-old Leo Buckle says it's a matter of avoiding harmful material.
The fact that there's everything on the internet, then there's not just all the good things, but there's also all the bad things. So you just want to stick to the good things.
The importance of teaching e-safety to students has been highlighted by figures showing one in four has been contacted by a stranger online, and one in five has experienced some form of cyberbullying. Grade 6er Siobhan Dockray is aware of the potential dangers.
I haven't had any big things come up, but I've heard about other people who have had tough situations involving internet and bullying online and stuff. So personally, I haven't, but I have heard of others.
The eSafety Commissioner's Office receives 140 reports of inappropriate content every day. Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says technology companies need to do more to stamp it out.
Their role should be doing risk assessments, knowing what's likely to go wrong, and then building the safety protections into the development process before they go to market, rather than retrofitting safety protections after the damage has been done.
And it seems no one is immune. Polar adventurer Jade Haymeister is the youngest person ever to ski to both North and South Poles. She was bombarded with derogatory messages online from men telling her to get back in the kitchen and make them a sandwich. The 17-year-old responded when she reached the end of one of her marathon treks.
I decided to get a sandwich from the kitchen tent and take a photo to post on my Instagram account. I posted it on Instagram with the following comment. For all those men who commented, "Make me a sandwich" on my TED talk, I made you a sandwich, ham and cheese. Now ski 37 days and 600 kilometres to the South Pole and you can eat it.
It's a day when "eat your words" is very much the message to the internet trolls. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.